Welcome back. You are listening to the module called Deploy and Manage Azure Compute Resources, the compute track for the Azure Administrator Certification, the one people refer to as AZ-104. This is episode 3 of 8, and it is titled VM Disks, Security, and Day 2 Administration. In the last episode, you deployed a virtual machine and decoded everything it dragged along with it. Today we go one layer down, into the disks the machine lives on, and one step forward, keeping that machine secure and healthy after day one. Because compute is stateless until it is not, the moment your machine stores anything, the disks become the real asset, and also the main way to waste money or lose data. Let us start with the three disk roles. Every virtual machine sees up to three kinds of disks, and confusing them is the classic day one incident. First, the operating system disk. It holds the operating system, registered as the C drive on Windows. It is a managed disk, meaning Azure stores it as a replicated object in its storage backend, so it survives host failures and deallocation. Keep it lean. Applications and data belong elsewhere. Second, the temp disk, and pay attention, because this one is different in kind, not just in size. The temp disk is ephemeral local storage, sitting physically on the host machine your VM happens to be running on. On Windows, it shows up as the D drive by default. Its contents are lost on deallocate, lost on redeploy, lost on host failure. And that is by design. Use it only for page files, swap caches, scratch data you can recreate at will. Anything else on the temp disk is a future incident. And note the trap from episode 2, some newer VM sizes ship with no temp disk at all, so never script against the D drive existing. Third, data disks. Additional managed disks you attach for application data, databases, file shares, logs. Each one has its own type, its own size, and its own caching setting. Which brings us to the big question, choosing a managed disk type. Azure offers 5, and the differences that matter are latency, input-output operations per second, how performance scales, and price. Plus one hard rule to memorize right now. Premium SSD V2 and UltraDisk cannot be operating system disks. They are data disks only. Let us walk the ladder from cheapest to fastest. Standard HDD, spinning disks. Low, variable performance. For backups, archives, rarely accessed data. Standard SSD, modest but consistent performance. For dev, test, and light web servers. Premium SSD, high performance, the default for production workloads and databases. But note, with classic premium SSD, performance is tied to disk size, bigger disk, more performance. Which leads teams to over-provision capacity just to buy speed. That is exactly the problem premium SSD V2 solves. It decouples the two. You tune the operations per second and the throughput independently of the capacity, and pay for exactly what you need. And finally, UltraDisk, the top of the ladder. Sub-millisecond latency, the highest performance, adjustable on the fly, for top-tier databases and transaction-heavy systems. Two design consequences worth internalizing. 1. The single VM service level agreement of 99.9% requires premium SSD or better on all disks. A standard SSD operating system disk silently forfeits it. 2. When you hear the words sub-millisecond in a requirement, that is the trigger word for UltraDisk. And only Ultra. Quick mental exercise. A 200GB data disk that needs very high operations per second but little capacity. Which type? That mismatch, high speed on small capacity, is exactly what classic premium SSD punishes, because performance follows size. The answer is premium SSD V2, where you dial up the speed independently. Now, everyday disk operations. 3 of them. Resizing is a one-way street. You can expand a managed disk, never shrink it. Expanding is a quick disk update command, and depending on the disk type, you may not even need to stop the machine. But remember, Azure only makes the raw disk bigger. You still have to grow the partition and the file system inside the guest operating system. Snapshots are point in time, read only copies of a disk. Your raw material for backups, duplication, and before I touch prod insurance. Prefer incremental snapshots. After the first one, you are billed only for the changed data, and they are the foundation for efficient cross-region copies. Host caching puts a read and write cache on the physical host, between the guest and the storage backend. The setting is per disk, and the guidance is stable enough to memorize. Operating system disk, read-write, the default. Read-heavy data disk, read-only, so reads are served from the local cache, with lower latency. Write-heavy disks and log disks, no caching at all, because writes should hit durable storage directly. And two cautions. Read-write caching on a data disk risks data loss unless the application manages its own flushes, and databases generally do not want it. And host caching is not available everywhere. UltraDisk and Premium SSD V2 do not support it. Next, encryption. Azure gives you three disk encryption mechanisms, and exam questions love to blur them. The distinction that cuts through everything is, where does the encryption happen? Option 1, server-side encryption, SSE. It happens in the storage backend, at rest, and it is always on for every managed disk. You cannot turn it off. By default, Microsoft manages the keys. If compliance demands that you control and can revoke the keys, you switch to customer-managed keys. Your key lives in Azure Key Vault, referenced through something called a disk encryption set, and revoking the key renders the disks unreadable. Note what changed there, who holds the keys, not where encryption happens. Option 2, Azure Disk Encryption, ADE. This one runs inside the guest operating system, using BitLocker on Windows, or DMCrypt on Linux. It satisfies auditors who require guest-level volume encryption, but it adds an in-guest dependency, and it cannot be combined with option 3. Pick one or the other. Option 3, encryption at host. The data is encrypted on the physical compute host itself before it leaves the machine. And here is the key differentiator. It covers the temp disk and the host caches, which server-side encryption alone never touches. No agent in the guest, end-to-end coverage. It needs a one-time feature registration on the subscription and a supported VM size, but for new designs, it is usually the strongest low-friction choice. The memory hook, three words, rest guest best. Server-side encryption encrypts at rest, in the storage backend. Azure Disk Encryption encrypts inside the guest. An encryption at host is usually the best modern pick, because it closes the temp disk and cache gap. Rest guest best. Try these three requirements. 1. The auditor requires that you can rotate and revoke the encryption keys. That is about key control, not location, so server-side encryption with customer-managed keys. 2. Policy says temp disks and caches must be encrypted, with no agents inside the guest. Only one option covers temp disks and caches. Encryption at host. 3. A regulation explicitly names BitLocker inside Windows machines. That names the in-guest mechanism, so Azure Disk Encryption, and remember, that excludes encryption at host on the same machine. Now let us talk about secure access, and let me state the rule bluntly, management ports never face the internet. A public IP with the remote desktop port or the SSH port open is an invitation. Internet scanners find fresh machines within minutes of creation and start hammering credentials. Azure gives you two complementary tools. Tool 1, Azure Bastion. A managed jump host, deployed into a dedicated subnet called the Azure Bastion subnet, inside your virtual network. You connect to the Azure portal in your browser, over HTTPS on port 443, and Bastion opens the remote desktop or SSH session to the machine over its private IP address. The machine needs no public IP at all, nothing but Bastion ever speaks those protocols to it. Tool 2, Just-in-Time VM Access, part of Microsoft Defender for Cloud, and note, it requires the Defender for Servers plan. It takes the opposite approach, for the cases where direct access must exist. The ports stay closed by default in the network security group. An authorized admin requests a time-boxed opening, for a specific source IP, for a few hours, and after that window the rule closes automatically. So remember the contrast. Bastion removes the exposure. Just-in-Time minimizes its window. Many environments use Bastion for humans, and keep just-in-time for the exceptions. Last section, Day 2 Administration. Four routines cover most of a VM's operational life. Routine 1, Resize. When the workload outgrows or underuses its size, you change it. Resizing to a size available on the current hardware cluster is just a restart. But if the target size is not available on that cluster, deallocate first. A deallocated machine can restart on any cluster in the region, which unlocks the full size catalog. Routine 2, redeploy. This is the underrated first line fix. When a machine is unreachable, and nothing in your configuration explains it, the redeploy command moves the VM to a brand new physical host and boots it again. Configuration and managed disks are preserved, but you know the song by now, the temp disk is wiped, and dynamic IP addresses can change. Routine 3, boot diagnostics. It captures a console screenshot and a serial log, so you can see why a machine will not boot. A kernel panic, a disk check loop, a broken mount configuration. All without any working network path into the guest. It is cheap insurance, enable it everywhere. Routine 4, Azure Update Manager. It centralizes operating system patching across your Azure machines, and even hybrid machines connected through Arc. It assesses missing updates, lets you define maintenance schedules so reboots happen in agreed windows, and reports compliance across the estate. For any fleet beyond a handful of machines, hand patching is not a strategy. So the things to carry with you on your walk are these. The temp disk is ephemeral. Lost on deallocate, lost on redeploy, scratch data only. 5 managed disk types, and 2 of them, Premium SSD V2 and Ultra, are data disks only. The single VM service level agreement needs Premium SSD or better on every disk. Disks expand, never shrink, and you grow the guest file system afterwards. Host caching, read-write for the operating system disk, read only for read-heavy data, none for write-heavy logs. Encryption in 3 words, rest, guest, best. Never expose remote desktop or SSH publicly. Bastion for routine access, just in time to timebox the exceptions. And the Day 2 toolkit, resize, redeploy, boot diagnostics and update manager. Next time, in episode 4, high availability and scaling, sets, zones and scale sets, we face the fact that one well-secured machine is still one machine, a single point of failure with a 99.9% ceiling. We will spread workloads across fault domains, update domains, and availability zones, and let scale sets grow and shrink your fleet automatically. Bring your SLA math. I will see you on your next walk.